This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
It was a lot of things. We just didn't play well in a lot of areas. Got to get them better calls. Got to get them where they need to be. But it was a matter of when you looked at the film, you know, we have to do a better job of getting off of blocks, tackling, being in the right spots, giving the guys an opportunity to do that. That's where I come in. It's something, it happened. You know, every now and then you have a stinker like that. You don't like them, but it gives us an opportunity to get back to work and be better at it this week.
I don't want to piss everyone off on a football Friday, but that quote annoyed me from Terrell Austin. Every now and again, you're going to have a stinker. And hey, look, it's the NFL. The other team gets paid too. And when you think about it, it's a brand new coaching staff for the New York Jets. And so you can look back at the Detroit Lions tape and try to figure out what they're going to do schematically. And then you can look at a lot of the Jets tape and individually break down the players, the opposition strengths and weaknesses and all that fun stuff. But when your defense is getting paid $158 million, by far the most in the National Football League, I don't ever want to hear you're going to have a stinker every now and again. I want Terrell Austin to sound like Patrick Queen sounded after the game when he talked to Mark Caboli. I want Terrell Austin to be ticked off, to say it's unacceptable. And maybe behind closed doors he was. By all accounts, Mike Tomlin, I don't know if he read him the riot act, but on Monday, usually after a win, Victory Monday, you're going to get a day off. They watched a whole ton of tape defensively because they were really not good. But Pony tweeted this stat out yesterday, and it makes sense. I hadn't thought about it. Terrell Austin says you're going to have a stinker every now and again. The last 9 games, so obviously going back to last season, and when you include the playoff game, the Steelers are allowing 27.7 points per game. Round that sucker up to 28. That's 4 touchdowns a game. That would be good for 30th in the NFL if done over the full season last year.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be much better, and they need to be much better now. And the question is at 412-928-9370. And the question for you, Doran, is do we believe that was an anomaly last week, or these last 9 games, is that what this defense is?
I believe that last week was an anomaly because it's the first game of the season. You're still trying to get your feet underneath you. You don't have any tape, but you do know Justin Fields a little bit, but you don't know the offense that Justin Fields is in now. And I think Justin Fields presents such a matchup problem of how effective he can be running the football and how you have to be so detailed in what your responsibilities are. And not to say that there aren't other teams out there in the NFL that do that,
right,
that have quarterbacks like that, but the majority, I guess, of the time, you're not going to face a Justin Fields, Lamar Jackson, or Kyler Murray. So whenever you do face those teams, they will always present a problem, especially early on in a season where you don't have much tape on what they really want to do.
It's kind of like playing Navy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The first game of the year.
Right.
Think about that. And then going back and playing a traditional offense. Like this will be a bigger test to see where they actually are at on Sunday, because it's more of a traditional offense. You have every quarterback's really athletic nowadays. You have an athletic quarterback that could run, but isn't the running game.
Right. He'll scramble. They're not going to run zone reads.
Right.
You're not going to see naked boots with him getting the ball on the edge. You can play man coverage in blitz without the fear that, oh boy, he's going to run for 60 yards.
Right.
That's where I am too, man. I am in no way, shape, or form saying the last week was acceptable.
No, right. Me neither.
And you're not either. In the last 9 weeks, going back to last season, absolutely unacceptable. If they play poorly this week, if Kenneth Gainwell, he's a Steeler, if Kenneth Walker III runs all over these guys, if the Seahawks are able to control the clock and run the ball and move the Steelers off the line of scrimmage, then I will be big time concerned. Right. I am definitely concerned, but I will be DEFCON 1 if the Steelers give up a bunch of running yards and push in the running game at home whenever Sam Darnold ain't going to scare you with his legs. I do also think you can't fully judge the defense without Derek Harmon. They made two moves, really, to improve their rush defense on the defensive front this offseason, and that was drafting Wyatt Black and drafting Derek Harmon. And you didn't have Derek Harmon in game one, and Wyatt Black played sparingly. We'll hear from Terrell Austin on Wyatt Black and why maybe his snap count will go up in subsequent weeks. But you've said it a couple of times this week. Again, yeah, you weren't at full strength, but you're counting on a rookie.
Right.
You gave up 182 rushing yards. Steelers did some stuff in week one that we really hadn't seen them do last season. The Steelers blitzed with six guys 26% of the time. That was good for second in the NFL. We talked all offseason about needing to do that more, and their overall blitz rate was up among the league leaders as well. So at least that was good. So schematically, it was a little bit different, but you can't give up 32 points and then come out the next week at home and struggle defensively against the Seattle Seahawks.
Absolutely not.
412-928-9370. Do you think last week against the Jets was an anomaly? How concerned are you about the defense? 412-928-9370. We're used to seeing, apart from that 49ers game, the Steelers come out and play great defense early in the season and then sort of wilt down the stretch.
Right.
They played a terrible defensive game on Sunday. And it does have me a little bit concerned. Like, all right, if that's a starting point, what's it really going to look like? The difference is we've seen Tomlin over the years play more of his defensive guys in the preseason. This year, pretty much all of his big-time players didn't play, including Jalen Ramsey, who played a little bit in the final preseason game. But, Doran, you would know this better than I would. You're out there, you're defending 60 snaps in a regular season game. If you're playing 9 to 12 snaps in a preseason game, like it takes a little bit of time for you to get back into football shape.
Yeah, football shape and just seeing things differently, you know, seeing things, how fast things are going and, you know, just in understanding other guys. Like last year, the linebacking core was a little bit different. Like Peyton Wilson, he was a rookie last year. He didn't start. Now he's starting next to Patrick Queen. Patrick Queen had a Landon Roberts last year. I mean, I'm not making excuses. I'm just trying to break down the situation. I mean, Jalen Ramsey being new, Darius Slay being new, Joey Porter Jr. was in, but then he was out. So, you know, you're figuring out on the corner spot too throughout the game. You know, Deshaun Elliott going down. There's a lot. I'm not making excuses, like I said, but there's a lot of new. Juan Thornhill's new. So, you know, a lot of those guys really didn't have to, you know, a huge effect in the run game, and that's what we're really talking about. But there's some new stuff that guys aren't used to and have to get used to other guys and the feel of other guys. And they ran away from TJ Watt a lot. So we'll see. The true test is this week because it is a, you know, you have a good back. You have a decent quarterback. You have some wide receiver threats that can beat you. And then they have a pretty decent defense. So let's see what it looks like this week. If it doesn't look great this week, then I'd maybe start to be like, hey, okay, what's going on?
I said it on Monday, I'm cautiously optimistic that the defense gets better and they're not going to be a team that gives up 32 points
right,
and 185 rushing yards. They're
right.
Going to get better than that. I think the question is how much faith do you have in them getting back to being what they should be, which is a top five defense in the NFL. Like, it makes a lot of sense to me when I watch Baltimore and Buffalo on Sunday night that final score is 41-40. Because you've got two MVP candidates, the last two MVPs, you've got Derrick Henry, you've got two explosive offenses. I don't know that I'd be crying in my beer if I'm a Buffalo Bills fan that I gave up that many rushing yards to Derrick Henry. The Steelers played the Jets, and while Breece Hall and Justin Fields played well, and Breece Hall is a really good football player, you see it again this week. I think that cautious optimism goes out the window, yep. And you start thinking about solutions. Like Cole Holcomb maybe playing at inside backer. I heard Chris Hoke talk yesterday. He was on with Starkey and Pomp for an hour. Like, we had somebody on our text line yesterday say, you guys don't know what you're talking about. The linebackers are fine. The defensive line, they just stink. Hoke didn't see it that way. Look, the defensive line was not good. That's not what I'm saying. But you're allowed to get off of blocks.
Yeah, you're allowed to make plays.
You're allowed to make plays. Right. You're allowed to come downhill. You're allowed to not react. You're allowed to be proactive. And the Steelers' linebackers, both Patrick Queen and Peyton Wilson, were far too passive in game number one. Those guys are great sideline to sideline. Those guys, in theory, are great in coverage. They lost in the playoffs last year, at least defensively, because they couldn't stop the damn run. If they can't stop the run this week, I'm thinking about all kinds of solutions. When you get Harmon back, I'm playing Wyatt Blackmore. I'm playing Cole Holcomb more in the middle. I'm doing all kinds of stuff. So we'll see. How are you feeling about the Steelers' defense going into week two? 412-928-9370. Open phones until 8 a.m. And on a football Friday, we love talking to you. So give us a ring. 412-928-9370. We'll hear from Terrell Austin on Why a Black.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Coming up next.
I do. I think that, we've seen really good progress from him. And I think as the season goes, he'll continue to get better and grow. And we'll find a place for him because he can do a nice job in there. Sometimes young guys, you don't want to overload them early and have them fail. You want to have them, get them to have some success and then grow them from there.
Jalen Ramsey played more snaps and Patrick Queen and Darius Slay than any other Steelers on defense in week one with 64 apiece. Y.A. Black played 24 snaps. That was Steelers defensive coordinator Terrell Austin saying, yeah, you're going to see more Y-Black going forward. Schematically, I think they have had issues now the last couple of times they've played against mobile quarterbacks, but also you're just seeing them get whooped up front, and I think you play a little bit more Y-Black. That's why you draft a guy. If you're not going to play Y-Black a lot and you can't play Derek Harmon, then really the only difference on your defensive front from one year to the next, from the last time he took the football field, is you subtract Larry Ogunjobi and you're playing Isaiah Loudermilk. That ain't going to help the run defense, with all due respect. So I'd like to see more Y-Black. I'd like to see Keanu Benton get moved off the nose and Y-Black moved onto the nose. And I'd like to see Derek Harmon get back next week against New England. 412-928-9370. Now I'm looking for the snap count for Isaiah Loudermilk. He played 31 snaps, so 7 more than Y-Black. Flip it around.
Yeah.
Flip it around. Yeah. I feel like we know what Isaiah Loudermilk is at this point in his career. And he's a rotational piece. I don't think he's a difference maker. And I think Y-Black potentially could be a difference maker. I don't know why you wouldn't play him on the nose and kick Benton to the outside.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know if they're going to do it this week, you know, per what Mike Tomlin said.
Right.
But I think that they're going to give Keanu Benton maybe one more chance, and then after that, if it doesn't look good, then it's like, okay, Y-Black, you know, we're going to up your rep count this week. Then next week, maybe make that switch where they feel more comfortable of how many reps he already has underneath his belt, Y-Black, and be able to move Keanu Benton outside.
They're not an overreaction kind of coaching staff.
No, not at all.
No. No, sometimes they'll move at a snail's pace.
Uh-huh.
And so it takes a couple of games at the very least before they start making big-time personnel decisions and schematic decisions, schematic changes. They're going to have to do some different stuff, though, this week. Joey Porter Jr., Mike Tomlin said he was optimistic about in his Tuesday press conference. They pulled him out of that opener because he had a hamstring that got tight and they didn't want him to re-aggravate it. Well, he hasn't practiced yet this week. Now, Joey's going into year 3, and that would characterize him as a veteran. If he practices today, I would say that he'll play in the game. But right now, my guess, educated guess, is he's probably not going to be playing, Joey Porter Jr., and we already know they'll be without Deshaun Elliott. I do think Jabril Peppers can be an asset to them in stopping the run.
No doubt.
But I'm not sure how much he's going to play this week.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, it depends. I feel like he can get on that moving train because the train really hasn't left the station yet. So, you know, Chuck Clark, they know him more than Jabril Peppers. And I don't know if Jabril Peppers had enough time to really be like, okay, yeah, I can be the guy over Chuck Clark. I think that Jabril Peppers may play 20% maybe,
yeah,
of the snaps.
Kind of spoon feed him.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, we know Seattle wants to run the football.
Unless he goes in there and like, makes like a big play. If he goes in there like the first snap he gets and makes a big play, then it's like, okay, this guy's up to speed.
Mm-hmm.
Let's leave him in there.
I like the signing. Physicality, playmaking. One of the things I heard on Starkey's show, Joe had a Patriots expert on. It's been like 6, 7, or 8 defensive coordinators that Peppers has played with throughout the years. And he's a quick study, and he's a good locker room guy, and he's a smart player, and he can pick up a defense fast. So we'll see how quickly he's able to get onto the moving train. But I did not think, you know, going back to Joey Porter being potentially out for this game, I did not think that Darius Slay was all that wonderful in game 1.
Uh-uh.
I mean, he got burned for a touchdown pass. I'm not going to say he stinks or it's like Patrick Peterson was. Like Patrick Peterson against the 49ers.
You could see that he had lost a step. First game.
It was evident game 1. Yep. Oh my God, this guy can't play. Not how they want to utilize him. If they want him to play safety, fine, whatever. They got him lined up man-to-man, and he got burned, what, 2-3 times for touchdowns in that game. I'm still optimistic that Darius Slay is a good football player. I thought the Eagles missed him, actually, in their opener.
Yeah.
Because they have... They're still trying to figure out the Eagles are what they are now on the back end without Darius Slay. They're playing Nichols on the outside.
Mitchell.
Yep. They're playing him on the outside whenever he was so good in the slot last year. So they're trying to figure it out. I think Darius Slay's a good football player, but he did get burned for the touchdown. Texter, I woke up to the fact that my wife covered my car in WVU crap. Had to get a car wash at 6:15 a.m. Hate WVU. Hashtag H2P.
Mm-hmm. Man.
The brawl's the best.
It is. This year just doesn't feel like that there's that much excitement
juice
around it. Yeah. At least from you. I'm not feeling it.
I think because of West Virginia losing to Ohio, like I think it's going to be one of the top five highest rated TV games. I think it would have been maybe top three. You would have had game day. It would have been a big national story with Pitt, how they're performing. Rich Rod, 9-13.
Last game.
Last game for 4 years. The last game that they played being December 1st, 2007. And now it's more of a regional storyline game than it is a massive national game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a bummer. That's a bummer. Texter, if WVU loses, you have to do the first hour of the Monday show in Elmo voice, including talking to any guests or callers.
That's just awful. It's an awful idea.
Oh, that's Sam Darnold. He's a really good football player.
Mm-mm.
Can't believe they let him escape to his right as many times as they did.
It'd be hilarious, but annoying at the same time.
Yes.
Well, consider that I'm probably going to have not 100% of my voice back by Monday morning anyhow. And then the Elmo voice, I read Elmo books to my kids probably 5 minutes at a time, you know, in the Elmo voice. And my voice is crushed after. It comes deep from within the throat.
Yeah. It does.
Elmo!
Comes deep from the throat, you said?
That's what I said, you. Our pre-show was, what are some things that you can do that other people can't, or what are some things that you can't do that other people can do? And we got a text here. I'm a 49-year-old mechanic welder, and I can do a split, and I'm a man. Could you ever do a split?
Oh, yeah.
Can you do one now?
Probably.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Man, all y'all athletes are limber and...
Gotta be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Harry, can you do a split?
I've never officially tried, but I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I got tight muscles.
I cannot.
Yeah, it's hard. You got to be flexible.
I am maybe the world's least flexible human being.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can tweet us. I don't even think, like, I think I'm bottom 1% of all humanity in terms of flexibility.
Can you touch your toes?
No, not even close. Not even close. Somewhere between the knee and the shin. I can't even get down to the shin.
You and I have that in common. I'm not flexible either.
You can't touch your toes?
No.
I would have had you.
I can. It hurts. It's a lot of muscles tight.
I would have had him pegged as a toe toucher.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think he can.
He's saying he can.
No, I don't think he can.
Texter, could have been a huge national game if West Virginia wouldn't have pooped up their backs against the Bobcats. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you said it much more eloquently, Texter. Appreciate that. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at South Hills Kia. .net. When we come back, let's do a little vibe check on the backyard brawl. Pitt fans, West Virginia fans, you want to give us a ring? How you feeling about the game at 412-928-9370? We'll break it all down. We'll do a vibe check for Steelers Seahawks coming up at 7. I got all kind of stats.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
And that'll be it. Final score. The Pitt Panthers defeat the Chippewas of Central Michigan 45-17.
And next up, the Backyard Brawl. 3:30 tomorrow. Pre-game coverage here on 93.7 The Fan beginning at 12:30 with my guy Doran Dickerson, Johnny Patrician, breaking it all down.
Bob?
Well, I didn't want to include Bob because he skipped, was it week one because of a wedding and didn't tell you until the Friday beforehand?
Yeah, but he still was on the tie line.
Oh, okay. He still did it.
Yeah, he still did it.
Oh, great for Bob.
Yeah.
You think he was hungover?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes. Of course.
Will I be hungover on Monday? Probably. How are we feeling about the Backyard Brawl? 412-928-9370. Every time I look at the betting line, it just keeps nudging more and more.
What's
in
it
Pitt's favor. 7.5.
Mm.
That's a big road spread in a rivalry game, man.
Because
You figure then on a neutral field, Pitt would be a 10.5-point favorite. And you figure at Acrisure Stadium, if the home team advantage is worth 3 points, they'd be a 13.5-point favorite at the ACC. And look, it pains me to say this as a West Virginia guy, but I do think that's an accurate reflection, especially now that West Virginia's banged up, of the talent discrepancy in this game. So you've played in this game. You know what rivalries are all about. If you're Pitt, I think obviously you go in and it's about the football. If you play football and don't get all hung up in a rivalry and all that kind of stuff, I think you walk away with the victory. How do you stay singularly focused, as Mike Tomlin would say, on the game?
So if it were me and I was a player, or especially if I was head coach or Pat Narduzzi, I would let my players know about the rivalry. I would let them know what they were going to hear in mm-hmm. the atmosphere. But I would approach every single thing this week in practice and film study, and my mentality would be, it is another game on our schedule that we need to win. That's it. We need to go down there. This is an away game. We need to win. We have a bye week next week. We need to go into this bye week 3-0. And then come out of the bye week fresh and ready to go and play Louisville. Like, I wouldn't obviously say the Louisville part, but I would say that this is another game that we need to win. Who cares who we're playing? This is about us and what we need to do as a football team. We know that we have talent. We know we have speed. We know we have a quarterback that is coming back from last year that, you know, was at one point this season ranked in the tops of quarterbacks in the nation. And he is starting to get some of that chatter now. We need to go and we need to play our best football. We don't care who we're playing. It could be Villanova. You know, it could be Penn State. It doesn't matter. This week is about Pitt and them being 3-0 heading into the bye week. That's how I would approach it. Like, I wouldn't worry about anything else.
It's a take care of business kind of situation for Pitt.
I wouldn't bring up 13-9, Rich Rodriguez being back. Those kids were barely even born. Like, I wouldn't even touch that stuff. Now, if West Virginia, if this was, you know, if we were in the same conference and we were ranked and, you know, this game, you know, had a lot more meaning to it, I probably would bring up the other stuff to make sure that, you know, we had the motivation that we needed. But I think the motivation that the Pitt football team needs is the fact that they have a lot of good players and they have a chance to do something very special this year. And this is just another game on a schedule. And you need to win it, honestly. I wouldn't get caught up in anything else because you don't need to.
No, and I think if you are looking at it from the West Virginia side of things, the only thing from a matchup standpoint that you might have going for you is the intangible, that it's a rivalry, that you're at home, that you're going to play hard because you just lost.
Right.
But when you are comparing the rosters, it's not a comparison at this point. And you're talking about a continuity advantage. It's year 11 for Pat Narduzzi. It's year 2 with their offensive coordinator, Cade Bell. It's year 2 in the system for Eli Holstein and Desmond Reed and all these guys. So all the tangible advantages go to Pitt. So you got to go in there. You got to hop on 79. You make it a business trip.
Yep.
You play a good football game. If both teams play their best football, Pitt wins the game. And so Pitt, I think, needs to play a clean game. And if they do, they're going to come away with the victory. It's not fun to have, like, usually this week we're doing a trash talk thing. Maybe by the end of the show, I'll pick West Virginia. We'll have more fun with it. But from an analysis standpoint, I think that's where the analysis needs to be. It's a take care of business, walk in there and walk out with a victory kind of deal for Pitt.
Yeah, and I'm usually weary whenever it comes to these situations. Any game, I'm very weary because you just never know. Like, I mean, I've lost so many games that in my career that we were supposed to win.
Sure.
So, I mean, I've been on that side of it. But I do believe that no matter what, if West Virginia would have blown out Ohio last week and blown out Robert Morris, and they both were 2-0 going into this game, Pitt is a bad matchup for West Virginia.
I agree.
On the field, like roster-wise, bad matchup.
I agree. I think Pitt's front seven's really good. I think West Virginia's offensive line, to be kind, has been bad through two
games. Last year was a good matchup, in my opinion, like roster-wise.
Yeah, West Virginia went into the road game favored,
uh-huh.
And it was a classic. And the first meeting between these two teams when the brawl came back was a classic.
Yeah.
The only one that wasn't was in Morgantown, but that's when Phil Jurkovec wasn't playing good football and the Pitt offensive line was not good and banged up.
Garrett Green was hurt.
Garrett Green got hurt, and so it was ugly. I think both teams finished with 232 total yards. I think West Virginia probably wants to muck it up and make it a lower scoring game in this one, but Rich Rod's always been a tempo guy and he's going to have to change his stripes. I think you want ball control, run the football. And again, I think that matchup then would favor Pitt. We'll talk about this game a bunch. Scott McKillop, the MVP, probably one of them. LeSean McCoy probably deserves some mention of that 13-9 game back in 2007. He's going to join us at 9:35. We'll have Lee Sterling at 9 o'clock. You want to weigh in on the Backyard Brawl, you can at 412-928-9370. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, right now, Route 19 in Peters Township. Someone texts in saying, I had a dream that Pitt won 65-10. Yeah, if that happens, I'm taking Monday off. I can feel a little cold coming on.
You can't run away from it, though.
What are you talking about?
You could take Monday off, but you'll be back Tuesday.
No, I don't know about that. I could feel the walking pneumonia there and after.
I mean, you're going to have to live with it for 4 years.
Nah, you forget about it in a month or two.
I won't let you.
That's not how it works anyway.
Nope.
Texter, someone's just crushing me. No luck needed. It's not like it's Ohio. How about you start standing up for WVU? Stop simping. Be a man. Tell Doran WVU is going to kick their butts. I don't care if you believe it. Build it up. Start bleep. It's a rivalry. It's the last time for years. Enjoy the day. Bleep it up, you bleep.
Jeez.
Well,
I mean, think about what Beanie Bishop did for WVU this year.
Oh, he's an idiot.
And you can't hype the game up? That's true.
Bob in North for Sales wants to chime in. Hi, Bob.
Hey, guys. I tell you what. You know why people love this show in the morning, Crowley? because where else can you have three graduates from a college that don't know how to tie a shoe or tie a tie? Come on now. But to go back to this, I'm very upset, and I have your back, Crowley. I have your back. I'm tired of the morning show, or the afternoon show, making comments the other day about your character and integrity that the five alarm show for the firefighters, that you would wear a pit script in the West Virginia Mountaineer Stadium, and they says, we got to make sure he wears it all day because he'll only wear it in there for a minute, take a picture, and it's done. They don't know your character.
That's
they
right.
don't know your integrity.
That's
and
right,
I have
Bob.
Your back.
Thank you, Bob. You know what? You are correct. I am not just going to wear the shirt for a picture. I'm not going to wear it at all. Thank you, Bob.
Oh, you better wear the shirt.
I'll wear the shirt. But
the whole game.
Well, here's the
thing. I know one person who I'm going to get to come after you if you don't.
Scott McKillop?
No.
EJ Borghetti?
Chris Valisek.
I love Valisek.
Yep. I'm going to have him come after you, and you don't want that. You know you don't want those problems.
No, I don't want those problems. Here's the thing about Pony, like, calling me out, though. Like, he lost their pick segment last year. He was supposed to produce for a week. That never happened.
Why are you worried about him?
Because they're the ones that were making fun of me.
Well, they have you pegged.
They know that
you're not going to do it. You don't follow through with a lot of bets.
What are you talking about? I shave my head. I wear a pit cheerleader outfit.
You didn't do a leopard thong. Like, that's what they're talking about.
That's illegal.
No, you didn't come through on the bet.
It is illegal. You can't wear your underpants on the Clemente Bridge.
You also want to compare yourself to the PM team. You want to act like you can't be better than them. I mean, I'm just saying, right? Like we want to be a better show than them. We pay off our bets.
I know. I said I'm wearing the shirt. I just don't like that Ponies are, Mr. Integrity over here. Well, go produce your show. You're supposed to produce for a full week.
Yeah, but he knows that you will take a picture with the shirt on, maybe wear it for a second, but then take the shirt off. Like, that's something that you would do.
I can't
because
even go to the game.
Because you know that nobody's going to...
The sickness is coming on quicker now. I can't
see?
Even... I don't know that my stomach... Something's wrong. I don't even know if I can go tomorrow.
Maybe you'll... Yeah. You wouldn't miss that.
He might not go. He might.
The
way that he thinks it's going to go, I don't think he wants to endure that.
Crowley, don't lose all of your... Don't lose all the integrity there. Don't lose people's faith in you. You need to show some gall. Pay off the bets.
Stand up for your team.
Be a man.
Pay off your bets. Stand up for your team.
Yeah, you don't even think they're going to win. What's
now
one,
we're
what's
winning. We're winning, baby. 13-9. Oh, that'd be glorious.
That's probably the best case scenario for you.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Of course it is.
That is.
Although you wouldn't be robbing Pitt of a chance at a national title, but, you know.
As if that's some flex. Like, okay, compete for a national title then.
It bothers you.
Compete for a national title.
I mean,
I'd rather not compete for a national title than lose that way in 2007.
Well, that's dumb.
Why?
I would rather everything have played out exactly the same way than have been a bad football team that year. They still have one of the great wins in program history against Oklahoma.
You're out of your mind. Everything goes away whenever that loss happens.
No, it doesn't. That's the Pitt fan perspective, and that's absolute hogwash. People don't remember Pat White in Morgantown for losing that game. They remember him for being the best.
They remember Rich Rod for losing that game.
No, they don't, because they wouldn't have hired him back if all that mattered was that game.
It's a new regime. They hired him back. Not, I mean, what percentage of the fan base didn't want Rich Rod back?
We talked about it yesterday, probably 15%.
Okay.
So there's people that absolutely didn't want him back because of that. But that's not his only legacy in Morgantown. His legacy is he had three consecutive 11-win seasons. Mm. It was the glory years. You don't bring him back if the only thing that matters is 13-9. I can understand, and you're furrowing your brow. I get it. That Pitt, like, oh, that's all Rich Rod is to you. That's not all Rich Rod was to Morgantown, obviously. And Pat White and Steve Slayton and Noel Devine and all those guys. That was a great era of West Virginia football.
It really was.
They didn't win a national championship. Okay. But you know what they did do? They won two friggin' BCS games. So, yeah, of course 13-9 matters. Of course it matters. I'd be ridiculous to say that it doesn't matter. But for that to be the only thing that matters is laughable.
Oh, it's not just the only thing that matters.
Okay. We found some life in him. There's life.
Yeah, we got it out of him.
Yeah.
It's not the only thing that matters, but it matters the most out of all the things.
I mean, it's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's up there. Sure. Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
We got him, Kallus.
I'm back.
We got him.
I'm back.
Hey, Kallus.
Reeling him in. We're reeling him in.
Pull me a salmon going upstream there. Got the hook in my mouth. All right. Steelers, Seahawks. I mean, we're going to do this all morning. You're happy. I'm back. Steelers, Seahawks, vibe check. Let's go. 412-928-9370. Mark Caboli says the Seahawks should be a relatively easy test for the Steelers. How are you feeling about the game? 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls, texts, and tweets on it. Coming up next with a vibe check. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. High of 83 today, low of 53.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.